Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hour number three happening right now. We are in intermission of game five for the Stars and Edmonton Oilers.
What intermission are we at? Second intermission?
Second intermission. Third period starts in roughly 8 minutes. Meanwhile, we're down to the final 30 seconds. I mean, we're talking about going to the wire here. Your Dallas Wings are down a trifecta to the Chicago, what are they, the Sky?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, what a great fake.
Ooh, that was a good fake. And that might be the dagger for your Dallas Wings. Timeout called, 16 seconds left to go. Dallas 92, Chicago 97. High-scoring affair, though. I don't know what our girl Paige is clocked in at right now, but 97-92, 16 seconds left to go.
If you had to guess, what do you think her numbers would be?
I'm going to go 17.
Okay, wait, slow down. Okay. 17.
17 points.
Okay.
9 rebounds, 6 assists.
Give her 2 more assists. She's got 8 assists. She's got 5 rebounds. And okay. She's got 15 points.
I do this, people.
Do you want to guess who the leading scorer is? For the Wings.
I don't know.
Does he know another player on the Wings?
Can you give me another player other than Paige?
Beige Puckers.
Okay.
We're looking for Arike.
Agumbawale.
Hey!
Who's got...
Gazoon tight.
Try to guess how many points she has. Paige has 15.
24.
Go up.
27.
Go up.
32.
Go up.
38.
One down.
37.
37 points.
Ballin'!
For Arike. It's going to be in a losing effort, most likely, though, unless a miracle happens. Arike only averaging 13 for the season, and she's up to 37.
Today. Career night. Career night, that's what it takes, but unfortunately, not enough to get it done. As it looks like they're going to. Are they playing this over? No, I mean, she made the shot. Oh, I think they're just looking at the clock, but I don't know what they're
looking at. The clock.
Okay, so yeah, 97-92. The Shy is up over the Dallas Wings. 12 seconds left to go, so it looks like we're going to take an L on this. Drop to what? 1-5 on the season?
See, compadre.
So close. You know what? Look, we knew this was a rebuilding year for the Dallas Wings. I mean, stay competitive. It's not about how you start; it's how you finish, Blake.
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
Finish, and the Dallas Stars.
When
man.
Are we going? When are we going to a Wings game? I mean, they're not playing. I mean, they're obviously we're on the air and they're in Chicago right now. So yeah. Tonight, logistically, not feasible.
Well,
but
we already have credentials. Actually, I don't.
What? You ain't got no Wings credentials.
I was going to say today, AC, let me finish, fool. Man, I couldn't even get it out of my mouth. You ain't got no credentials. I was going to say I had them to the AAC, but I realized it was just for the math.
Yeah. Well, and the fact they don't play the AAC.
They do when they play the Wings or when the Wings play the Caitlin Clarkson, the Fever.
They play at the AAC, brother.
Okay, but I think their home court is in Arlington.
I know.
I
know.
Saying.
The game that you would want to go to the most, I was...
You know what?
No,
see, I don't want to know. Any Tom, Dick, or Hank can go to the game against Caitlin Clark.
Okay.
I want to see him play.
Why?
Why not? I want to, because I'm a true fan. That's why. Anybody can go support the Fever against the Wings. I want to see him when they're playing somebody else.
I want to see them when the pressure's on, when you know you got to perform and everybody is watching.
Well, guess what? You got to play.
What does Paige do?
Look, crawl before you can walk. Okay, crawl before you can walk.
I'm believing in them. I don't need to see them
I'm believing in them now. We talked WNBA in the first segment of the last show we did. Well, not Monday, but show before that.
Yeah. We're a WNBA Saturday? Show over here.
We are. We are the WNBA show of record here on 105.3.
I think KNC does a decent amount of
No, KNC, I mean, hell, they've talked to Paige.
Yeah.
They've talked to Paige. So we got to get, like, who are we going to get on? Like, the water person? What are we? Who are we getting on?
Wow. We can get Enrique on. There's more. She's dropped 37 tonight.
Let's get her on. See what she's doing. Enrique, 877-881-1053. Call us after the show's over. We probably get a live locker room interview with her. Dropping 37 tonight. Final score. Game's over. 97-92.
Maybe if they win and they weren't in Chicago, we'd have a better chance.
Next time they're in the DFW, we're getting them on the show.
I got a question for you.
Random. Got an answer.
What music at all have you been listening to? What is old person Fred listen to if he's listening to music? Now, I know you listen to podcasts, you listen to The Fan, listen to our show, talk to people on the phone, do roofing, but the occasional time that some music comes on, what's been captivating you? Because I bet you a bunch of people listening are going to be able to resonate with whatever take you're going to give.
What is that supposed to be?
You know what it is supposed to mean.
I mean, I don't know what it is. First of all, it's just a random question.
It is a random question.
And two, I mean, you make it sound like there's only old people that listen to our show, for crying out loud.
Did I say that?
Yeah, it's kind of what you're. It's what you're inferring. That's what you're inferring.
I think
you're
young.
Thank you very much. No, you don't. No, you don't. You've made it very clear with your subtle shots at me throughout the night. In fact, your shots at my age are so prevalent through the course of this program that it's become a standard part of the show, to where I was actually approached by a listener at an event who said, "You're Fred?" I said, "Yes." And he goes, "Wow, I thought you were a lot older.
That you'd have a
and I said,
have a cane."
I said, "Why?" And he goes, "Because the guys mock you relentlessly on the air. I didn't realize you looked so young. You have no gray hair. You're so spry." I said, "Yeah, I know."
Did you not bring your cane to this event? You left it at the house.
Yeah, my walker with the tennis balls on the end, so it slides across the ground.
No, you put your real teeth in for this.
I left it in the truck.
I'm glad you're showing out for the fans.
That's right.
I see the real Fred right here with the dentures.
Well,
in.
I had taken it in shore. I put on my Depend, and I was like, "Look, I'm good for the next 4 hours."
After that,
and luckily Khaki Kev was there, so I had my young person to lean on in case I fell over. And you know, he caught me twice, so that was nice. I forgot where I was at a couple times, and you know, luckily he brought me back into the program. So, yeah, I mean, look, being 44 ain't for the faint of heart people.
Can I give you another one?
Give me another one.
There are 10 women on this list who are the most followed WNBA players, since we're talking the W.
Ooh.
I mean, if you get them in order, I'll give you a bell ring. But if you just get the 10, that's really all that matters.
I mean, I'm not going to get 10.
I think you could get the first three in order.
I don't know if you can name 10, honestly.
What, 10?
10 WNBA players. I think
you'll get 9 of these.
What's one girl from LA? Cameron Brink.
There you go. She's number 5 with 1.3 million followers.
You figure Paige has got to be on there, right?
Number 3, 2.6 million.
We already know Caitlin's on there.
Number 2, 3.2 million.
Angel Reese.
Number 1, 4.9 million.
Let's go.
Angel in first, Caitlin in second, Paige in third.
Let's go with Asia.
Tied for 5th with Cameron Brink, 1.3 million.
Let's go with my girl Kelsey Plum.
Number 8, 1.2 million.
Let's go with Sabrina Ionescu.
Great pull at number 4. She's going to be at 1.4 million. You haven't missed one yet, so slow down.
Let's go with Brianna Stewart.
That's why I said slow down. You hadn't missed any. That is your first miss.
Because I'm running out of people that I know.
There is 3 names left.
Yeah.
One was a legend in college, and kind of put the W on the map as far as her skill and her persona.
Who, Diana Taurasi?
No.
Super. And
another girl is, the other girl's a rookie, and then the other girl is just a baller.
Skylar Diggins.
That's the girl I was referring to. Good job. She's number 10 at 1 million. I feel like she was like a big...
Skylar's been doing this for a minute,
that's
too.
What I'm saying. She was a big movement in the W with like people paying attention.
I don't think Skylar gets her just due. Brandon Stewart's not in the top 10, huh?
Nope. You've got one player that's definitely known more for just their on the court, not a big off the court presence, and then one that's known almost entirely for off the court and less to do with on the court. Two totally different directions. And
I've got 8. I'm down to my final 2.
The off the court is a rookie. Very popular rookie. Local rookie as well.
I think I know that one.
Go ahead.
Haley Van Lith, right?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Haley Van Lith.
1.3 million. She is tied with Cameron and Asia Wilson. And the number 9, any guess before I tell you? I'm not going to be mad at you for that one. This is probably the least social media out there girl out of
Cardona
the
Cardona or something?
Nope. Starts with a J.
Her first name?
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Another name for a nice item you might get your girlfriend. It goes on her hand.
Jewels?
Jewel Lloyd was who we were looking for.
I wouldn't know Jewel Lloyd if she walked into the studio.
Jewel Lloyd comes
we
in.
We got 9 out of 10.
I think you did phenomenal.
That's solid. We held it down. Don't tell us we're not the WNBA show of record. We're getting there. By the way, the Knicks are just dog walking the Indiana Pacers right now, 96-79. But the last time by the way, your boy Robo back in the mix, people.
Oh, wow.
Here we go.
He said, Miko who?
Man,
I will do it this
look,
time.
I mean, this is what you need, though. This is what you need. Robo with his fourth goal in the last three games. This is now a one-goal game, 19 minutes and 22 seconds left to go. I mean, this is what's got to happen right now as far as your stars are
Jewel
concerned.
Jewel Lloyd in 2023. With the Seattle Storm averaged 24 a game.
Bucket getter, as we say in the NBA. A bucket getter. All right, speaking of bucket getter, this was Russell Wilson was on the, Carmelo Anthony's podcast, whenever it was, I don't know, sometime this week, but at the very least, the clip came out today, or at least I saw the clip today. And why we're playing this, it covers a wide range of things in the little minute and a half clip that it is. But more importantly, he talks about George Pickens, who he played with in Pittsburgh, and the impact he could have in Dallas.
One of your favorite targets last year, George Pickens, got traded to your new division rival, Dallas Cowboys.
Man, I love George. His ability to catch the football is, you know, one of a kind. Anything in his vicinity, he's going to catch it. Hopefully, he don't catch none of them. Because on a serious note, I think that he's misunderstood. He wants to be great. You know, I think also, too, his ability where he can take it from not just being great, but to being the world's best. I think he has that in him. I'm always rooting for guys I've played with, but just not when we play him. But yeah, he'll do great there, man. He'll love it there for sure.
He has that desire to be great, one of the best in the world.
Shout out GP, man.
And that's
he said he's just a chill guy. He's going to have all the right people around him. Why is Tyrese Halliburton on the bench? Get him in the game. He's going to have all the right people around him.
And they're down 12.
I know. It's not that much.
No,
the Pacers,
it's not.
I'm like, why?
I was going to say, they were getting dog walked just a minute ago. Quick comeback. I love to hear that. And I think it was, I don't know.
The next time the bell rings, it's going to be a Stars goal.
It better be.
I feel like we're going to
get the only way it's going to be. That's the only way we're going to bell ring. Yeah. We have a bell ring for no Oiler goals.
I know. It's going to be soon. It's going to be Stars 4-4 here in a second. I'm predicting it.
I love it.
It's going to happen in the next 3 minutes.
I was just going to say, does it happen before the 15-minute mark?
Yeah. It's going to happen in the next 3 minutes.
I'm here for it. But no, real quick about George Pickens. And I think it was Broadus who was talking about this on G-Bag the other day. Just in the sense that, you know, if you're David Mulligetta, George Pickens' agent, it's like, look, man, you can rewrite your whole narrative in one season. You go out and ball in Dallas. A, you're going to get paid stupid. B, you could help take the Cowboys to another level, which by doing that, in and of itself is going to inflate his value, especially playing opposite of CeeDee Lamb. So I don't think you could ask for a better situation for the Cowboys in the sense that what you're going to get out of George Pickens in this upcoming season. Now, the downside of that is, all right, I mean, if this guy does what you think he's going to do, it's pretty much going to price him out of your affordability for the following season. So, you know, you're going to get your third round pick back. So if I told you, hey, the Cowboys going to run this year, maybe they don't win a Super Bowl. Obviously, if they win a Super Bowl, who cares? But if the Cowboys make a run, George Pickens plays out of his mind, the offense looks great, and everybody's excited again. But you can't afford him next offseason, but you get that third-round pick back. Was it worth it?
I would say it is worth it.
Because you're going to get that third round. Look, you're going to get a third round compensatory pick for George Pickens. He's going to sign a. If he does what we think he's capable of doing,
he's gonna
and what
ball,
everybody
man.
Thinks he's going to do, he's going to get paid.
He's going to ball.
Right? Yeah. You and I are on the same page. I think he's going to ball too. So my question is if we're convinced that he's going to ball, we already know what CD's capable of. Jake Ferguson has to step up.
I mean, that might be a coffiner. That didn't have a good feeling to it. They just dominated the ice right there. Edmonton. Every single time the Stars have scored, Edmonton has answered in what? Less than 2 minutes?
Less than a minute or a few minutes. Yeah, you're exactly right.
They don't let the Stars have one for...
No.
Oh, you thought you were back in this game? Oh, no. We'll go ahead and get right back
in. And the fact that it was an own goal is the worst.
Yep.
The fact that it was an own goal is the absolute... I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's brutal. That's when you know it's not your night. That's when you know.
Okay, I got this question. I wanted to ask it earlier, but we didn't have time. Will this be the best year that we've seen from Dak Prescott? Yes or no? Fact or fiction? Obviously, his best year being in 2023 when he was second in MVP and had 4,500 yards. 410 completions alongside with 36 TDs to 9 interceptions.
God, that's a great question. Do we
had a QBR of 105.9 or a QBR of 73.4, excuse me, a quarterback rating of 105.9.
Shoddy's calling the plays, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's a Shoddy slash Dak thing, but yeah.
Here's the
877-881-1053 while Fred is thinking, will this be the best year from Dak? And by that, I do mean strictly from in a vacuum looking at him, offensive production. If the defense sucks this year, I'm not really in counting that. Or if they make it all the way to the Super Bowl or lose in the first round. I'm talking about just Dak stats-wise, how he looks as a quarterback, where we're grading quarterbacks through the next year. Will this be the biggest jump? Will this be the best year of Dak's career? Or have we already seen the best version? I think the obvious answer would be like we've already seen the best version, second MVP, but some people might say this team is better. Maybe the offensive weapons, I'll say. He's never had a George Pickens and a CD. Is he going to go to another level? Have we not seen the best of Dak, or do you think he's already hit his ceiling?
I mean, this is the best Arsenal he's ever had.
Okay. So do you think we'll see the best Dak with him?
I mean, do you agree?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I mean, he's got a top three receiving core in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's never had that.
I mean, you could argue this might. I mean, this could go down as
one year of Amari and Coop, or Amari and CD. Excuse me. He had a little bit that back end of Dez, Michael Gallup.
But you're talking about you got two dudes in their prime,
yeah.
Who outside of what? Two teams, three teams, maybe in the NFL. I mean,
there's even an argument for them to be one. People have made that argument.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, George Pickens is a number one on what, 28 out of 32 teams?
I'd probably say, like, yeah, like 20-ish.
I mean, he's not the number. He wouldn't be the number one in Minnesota.
Nope.
Wouldn't be the number one in Dallas, even though we keep going back and forth as to, you know, I mean, let him and CD tell it. I mean, but for the sake of this show, we'll say he's a 1B.
Houston, he wouldn't be the one.
No. But I don't think it would be that far. I think it would be the same situation as it is here, though.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I don't know that Nico Collins is head and... I wouldn't say Nico Collins is head and shoulders are that much better than
I think he is. But yeah.
George Pickens? I mean, yeah, who's... Yeah. Look, we have...
Nico's nice.
Look, I'm not saying he's not, but...
Nico's top five, right?
Yeah, but it took Nico 3 years before he was worth a damn. Well, okay?
Same for George. I mean, not worth... Well, not worth it, but it's not like George is the best receiver
George
in the league
has
now.
Gone through 10 times more quarterback pain than Nico Collins has. Now... To Nico's credit, to your point, once he got C.J. Stroud, it was ball game. It was game over, right?
You have Nico top five, right? I just want to make sure before we move on to the next segment.
Do I have Nico top five? Top 10.
Nope.
Top 10.
He's top five for me, pretty comfortably, too.
Top 10. I mean, I'll go. I like Nico Collins, but... I mean, look, he got hurt last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then what was he the rest of the season? I mean, good.
He didn't come back.
He came back at the very, very end, though.
For like a game. It's like he didn't like miss three games. Okay, he was gone for like nine.
What's the number one ability?
Yeah.
Availability. Yeah. Where was Nico at? I need my number five guy to play at least 15 games.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if I can't remember what you did, then that tells me all I need to know.
It's on the user. Been watching enough Houston. It's on the user.
Well, what was there to watch? It wasn't Nico. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Those first 6 weeks were special. Same with Rashee Rice. It's the Rashee Rice.
I'm not saying Nico's not a damn good wide receiver. Like, Nico is a damn good wide receiver.
No, I know. I'm in the minority with that. I do think he's top five.
I need to see.
Going off the eye test. 6 weeks was enough. Going off the eye test.
Dude, get out of here with this nonsense.
Route runner, 6'5", run all the routes. Speed.
Run all the routes? Just go deep and we're going to chuck it that's up to you. That's Nico.
He's intermediate. Nope. He's intermediate guy.
Yeah, okay. Coming up next, audio dump. Joe, you haven't heard this Joe Flacco audio yet.
Mm-hmm.
I am anxious to get your thoughts on this Joe Flacco audio.
Okay.
When asked about mentoring in the quarterback room, because as we all know, that Cleveland quarterback room needs all the help it can get. We'll discuss that more next on Anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.